The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to John in London at 4 to 7. If this is done properly and objectively and comprehensively, I reckon it'll be bombshell stuff. The Grenfell Tower Fire Inquiry. John.
Yeah, got underway today. Morning, Alan. They started with a minute silence to remember the victims. Around 80 people, of course, died. And they've appointed this retired judge to head up the investigation. Martin Morbick, he said he hopes that it will provide the answer to this pressing question of how a disaster of this kind could occur in 21st century London. I think one of the big questions is about that cladding they put
up. Of course, that's the guts of it.
The insulation.
Yep.
And also to make it look better as well.
Yeah.
But it turned the high-rise into a death trap, of course.
Yeah, flammable cladding.
Survivors have confidence in the inquiry, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, flammable cladding. It's pretty easy to answer in two words, I would have thought. Boris Johnson and the US Secretary of State?
Yep, they had talks in London today. They talked about a lot of things. They talked about restoring a functioning government in Libya, and Boris Johnson said, yep, he reckons the elections within a year would be about the right timescale for Libya. And some interesting words from Rex Tillerson as well about Brexit. Standing alongside Boris Johnson in London, Rex Tillerson said, while Brexit does present some unique challenges to the British people, you can say that again, he says he's got a steadfast ally in the United States, will stand by our ally as Brexit continues to take shape and look forward to continuing the long relationship.
Good on you.
Have.
Well, as with President Trump, it's a democratic decision, and one would hope that people would stand by a democratic decision. The plastic £10 note?
Yep, new £10 note comes into circulation today. It's got the novelist Jane Austen on the front there, the second plastic note for the Bank of England. A little bit of controversy because it has a bit of animal fat derivative in it. So not everyone's happy about it, but the Bank of England says this is good stuff. You know, it won't tear, it's going to last longer. And how about this? It's got a bit of new innovation in it, some tactile information. These are raised dots
tactile on
the left-hand side of the tenner, so visually impaired people can feel what note they've got in their hand.
There you are. Tactile information. I like that. Well done, John. Have a good weekend, and thank you for all you've done this week. John Adderley in London.